This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
When tech manufacturing giant Foxconn announced it would build a plant in Wisconsin 2 years ago, officials promised it would remake the village of Mount Pleasant. But Corrine Hess reports former property owners near the construction site say they were misled in pursuit of that vision, and now their homes are gone.
Every day in the state of Wisconsin where properties are taken.
That's Alan Markovitz. He's an attorney for the Village of Mount Pleasant, arguing with residents in September 2018 over the number of properties being acquired for Foxconn. It was just one of many contentious board meetings since the Taiwanese manufacturer announced it would make LCD screens in the village. Kathy Jensen and her husband were at that September meeting. Their property and about a dozen others were acquired that night. Jensen says she started receiving letters from the village in fall of 2017, but ignored them.
Their initial paperwork said that they needed 0.13 acres of our frontage for a road project, but they would be generous and offer us basically twice the amount and buy our whole property, our whole 3 acres.
The Jensens later received a letter saying the village owned their property. They've since filed lawsuits in federal and county court. And that road project, it's done. None of the Jensens' property was affected, and there's no more road work planned for the area.
Mount Pleasant promised to purchase all of this land to convey to Foxconn, and Foxconn is not eminent domain.
Wisconsin municipalities can use eminent domain if there's fair compensation and the property will be used for a public purpose. But records obtained by Wisconsin Public Radio show in some cases, the village used road widening and other infrastructure plans to invoke eminent domain, even though those projects changed or were dropped before properties were sold. Sean and Sarah Mayer moved into their custom-built dream home on Wheaton Lane in May 2017. Rumors about a Foxconn announcement started about a month later.
I had just had 36 pallets of paving bricks delivered. We had put in 30-foot trees, and we never did the grass on the backyard. I never even leveled off the sand in the kids' sandbox.
That fall, the mayors received a certified letter saying properties on Wheaton Lane had been rezoned to industrial.
It was going to be purchased or taken from with eminent domain.
All of the homes on Wheaton Lane have been bulldozed. Emails obtained by WPR show village officials told the State Department of Transportation the road would be removed for Foxconn, but the road remains intact. Claude Lois, project director for the village, acknowledged the plan to remove it could change. As of late July, a Wisconsin Watch analysis found the village had paid $160 million for 132 properties to make way for Foxconn-related development. Village officials declined to be interviewed, but sent a statement saying the vast majority of the acquisitions were voluntary. Eminent domain attorney Daniel Bach says he's never seen this much land acquired for a single project.
I've spoken to a lot of people who are eminent domain experts on this, and I've not found one that has found a sort of a parallel circumstance anywhere.
Analyst Alberto Moel wrote a Foxconn investor guide. He says Mount Pleasant has purchased nearly 3,000 acres for a company that doesn't always keep its promises, pointing to factories in Indonesia and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that both fizzled.
You know, the company was just doing what it always did, and somebody took them at their word. They're like, we're just talking big game.
Here in Mount Pleasant, the company's plans for manufacturing at the site have taken a sharp turn. Rather than making massive flat screens, the plant will make smaller screens. And a recent report requested by the state suggests the $10 billion plant may be closer to $2 billion. Next year, County Highway KR will be expanded to accommodate Foxconn's future workforce. Racine County will have to purchase nearly 70 acres. That includes 14 farms and 5 homes. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.